USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Leading our news on this Memorial Day 2018, they're reliving a nightmare in a historic town just west of Baltimore, Maryland. It's under a state of emergency after flash floods swept through downtown Ellicott City yesterday afternoon after torrential rain from thunderstorms. The same thing happened in that town in the summer of 2016.
It's really, truly devastating. I would say it's as bad or worse than the storm 2 years ago.
That's Maryland's Governor Larry Hogan.
They say this is a once every 1,000-year flood, and we had two of them in 2 years.
No reports of serious injury or death from yesterday's flash flooding. Two people were killed in the 2016 flooding there. More buildings consumed by lava from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano. Now 82 structures have been destroyed, and 22 acres of land are covered in lava. And this is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
A U.S. delegation is on the Korean Peninsula as officials are resuming planning for a summit between President Trump and North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un. Trump pulled out of the meeting last week, but yesterday tweeted he truly believes North Korea, quote, has brilliant potential and will be a great economic and financial nation one day, end quote. Republican Senator Marco Rubio says he's convinced the North Korean leader doesn't really want to denuclearize and probably won't.
We have a leader in Kim Jong-un who has almost an emotional attachment and a personal psychological attachment to these nuclear weapons. They make him feel prestigious. They make him feel powerful.
He was speaking on ABC's This Week. Subtropical storm Alberto is bearing down on the Gulf Coast, where it's expected to make landfall sometime later today. A tropical storm warning's in effect from the Florida Panhandle to Mississippi for as many as 12 inches of rain that could fall through tomorrow. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Some advice to all computer users from the FBI. The agency says people need to reboot their routers to stop Russia-linked malware. A sophisticated malware system linked to Russia has apparently infected hundreds of thousands of internet routers. That malware is reportedly able to block web traffic, collect information that passes through home and office routers, and disable the devices entirely. The FBI says simply turning the router off, waiting about 10 seconds, and then turning it back on will temporarily disrupt the malware if it happens to be there. Former President George H.W. Bush hospitalized again, this time in Maine. A Bush spokesman, Jim McGrath, says Mr. Bush was taken to Southern Maine Health Care yesterday, just south of Portland, after experiencing fatigue and low blood pressure. The former president said to be awake and alert and in no discomfort. Bush, 41, expected to remain in the hospital for a couple of days for observation. He was just released from a Houston hospital earlier this month, where he was receiving treatment for a blood infection. A couple of big auto races on the day before Memorial Day, as is tradition. Australian Will Power, the champion of the 102nd running of the Indianapolis 500, and in the NASCAR event,
Kyle Busch gets it done at Charlotte.
Kyle Busch wins the Coca-Cola 600 and is now the only driver to win at every track on which he's ever started. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.